so tender and mild.
With her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until the witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. After a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
Sorry, I just started choking on my spit like the second we went live. Happy New Year, everyone. First show of 2025.
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. It's good to be back good in the times. Studio because I missed a few in December because, well, we were out of town and then sick because everyone's sick in December. But
that's what happens.
It is what happens. So happy to be back.
Yeah, it's a whole new year. Fix this microphone.
New year, same old degenerate me.
Yeah, same here.
Someone asked me the other day if I had any New Year's resolutions, and I just looked at them like, what?
Mine's to never have any New Year's resolutions.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty good on that.
But yeah, well, I feel like people that have New Year's resolutions typically abandon them 3 weeks into the year. Yeah. So I'm just like, I know myself better than that.
Yeah, no, I just like to live my life and like create unnecessary rules. Other than like, get this done today, get this done tomorrow.
Life has enough rules.
Day by day. I can go a month at a time.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a brand new release from a local band, Mushroom, project of Matt Kunitz and several other people, kind of a collective over the years. Mm-hmm. Let's see. That song was called Looking for Adventure. And I just got to read this because it's ridiculous. Hold on, where's it at? The amount of keyboards used on this recording are absurd. Here we go. This is on the whole record, but a lot of it's on that track. I think it's the most keyboards ever still listed on a liner note ever. Hammond C3 organ. It's also very specific because he's a keyboard nerd. Hammond C3 organ, clavinet, Vaco orchestration, which I've never heard of before. Yamaha YC45D organ. Mm-hmm. Korg MS-13. Korg Monopoly. Korg Moog, Mini Moog. Multi-Moog, I'm sorry. Multi-Moog, that's the expensive one. Mellotron 4-track. Sleigh Bells. Prayer Bells. It's a lot of keyboards.
Yeah, that's a lot of keyboards.
Only John Medeski might beat him on most keyboards on one record.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's happening. New record. This thing's all loosey-goosey. Sorry, fixing things. I'm going to do a little weird keyboard set. I pulled out a few albums of non-traditional organ. Non-traditional keyboards, not all organ.
Fun.
Let's call everything a fucking organ. And then we'll have some other stuff, I guess. I don't know. First show of the new year's, figure it out.
Yep.
I think everything I'm playing here, I don't think I've played it before. I found a little book of records I forgot I had, just kind of hiding in the corner.
Yeah, that's always kind of fun when I'm just like, oh, hello, old friends.
Yeah, one I don't think I've ever listened to myself.
Yeah,
so.
Put these back in the rotation. Mm-hmm. It's nice to do that sometimes.
Yeah, nice surprise.
Yeah.
But next mic break, I'll be digested and able to talk. Right now, I'm just like, pretty much.
Yeah, well, I think everything I brought is new stuff that... some of it I've listened to at home, but will definitely be my first time playing it on the air. So
cool.
It's a little bit of a random smattering, and it doesn't really go together, but it doesn't have to.
No, nothing has to go together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, oh, yeah. I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muppet.
Forgot about this part. This is Beyond All Limits.
I'm Radio Valencia. To Radio Valencia in the Mission. And
until midnight.
Yes.
And, yeah, first show of the new year, and I don't know, put on some music. How's that sound? I think I got something queued up. I hope I do. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I can't control this microphone today.
Ooh.
Can you imagine how you would feel if you were an organist and you were standing in Leipzig next to the Thomaskirche, where he spent the last 20 years of his life and where he composed the St. Matthew Passion and the B minor Mass, and you held in your hand the Schlüssel, the key to that church, which is that long, and you knew that you were about to open the door, lock yourself in, and enter that Holy of Holies where that man made his music sound against those walls. I stood there. I remember the sun was setting and the rays were long and warm, and I had that key in my hand and I looked up at the great monument of Bach. There is a Denkmal, is the word for monument, and it's 22 feet tall, and it stands there. He has an enormous wig on his head, a scowl on his face, and a scroll in his hand. And I shook that key at him, and I said, "Oh boy, I've got you right by the leg."
keyboard-centric set there. I like that.
You're so predictable.
I haven't done anything in a while, actually.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
I'm just busting your chops. That's my job.
Yeah. Last thing we heard was Sun Ra and his Blue Universe Orchestra from the album Universe in Blue. That song was called Another Shade of Blue. Blues in all the titles. Wild guess. But it's pretty interesting. It says here, the audio is terrible. The playing is awesome. It's chock full of soul.
But they printed the mediocre review on the back of the record?
No, this is this is the liner notes written by Erwin from WFMU.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, no, it's his